are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It is the second to last weekend of the Big Ten basketball regular season, and everything is on the line. Bids to the NCAA tournament, seeding in the Big Ten tournament. So if you're looking for all the information you need, you came to the right place. Hello and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Friday, February 26th. And on this full weekend preview ahead of six games in the Big Ten conference, I'm very pleased to welcome on my good friend, Dustin Schutte, the managing editor of Saturday Tradition, here to preview all six games that we have, 12 of the 14 Big Ten teams in action. The penultimate, that's a big word, weekend of the Big Ten basketball regular season. Dustin, so much excitement in the air, so much meaningful basketball on the slate this weekend. How excited are you?
Oh, I'm fired up. First of all, I have to say that I'm a little jealous because the backdrop that you got there, you got this bright, you know, the shining light behind you. You got this bright face in here. I look like I'm in a dim hole somewhere in Middle Earth. So first of all, kudos to you for that lighting because I need to invest in some of that. And then second of all, yeah, you talk about Big Ten basketball. It's been a true treat from the very opening tip-off of the season until now. And it's just been a lot of fun, and it's going to continue to be fun because, as you mentioned, you know, this is NCAA tournaments are on the line, bids are on the line. And then you look at the Big Ten tournament, there's teams still jockeying for 1 or 2 day buys. So even though we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season, still a lot of fun left in the Big Ten season.
And Dustin, not to make you feel any worse about your in-home studio setup, but I actually added a little bit to mine. I think I just got the notification it was delivered from eBay as well. I got all 14 schools in the Big Ten and the conference overall. I have 15 total mini pennants that I'm going to be hanging on this wall behind me here to deck out the Big Ten Ben home studio setup to spruce things up a little bit, as we are now about to be in the month of March, when all of this means even that much more. So, not to say step up your game, brother, but, you know, you got to rise to the occasion in March.
Hey, I actually have all those pennants too, and I have a glass case of the football helmets of all 14 Big Ten mini helmets. But the one thing you have on me is space to do it. When I get enough space and get a home studio, we're gonna have some sort of contest and allow everybody on Twitter and Facebook and every other social media outlet, we're gonna vote who has the best Big Ten setup.
Fair. We'll send it to that Twitter account, Room Raiders, that does not raid your room like on the old MTV show, but rates your room, and we'll have them compare, Dustin Schutte and Ben Stevens. I should have never doubted Dustin Schutte, the managing editor of Saturday Tradition, one of the best places in all of the internet covering everything about the Big Ten Conference. And Dustin, I'm sure you guys are excited for this weekend, like you mentioned, because we still have some of the best basketball we will see all season long, including what happens on Sunday. It's not quite last Sunday when we had the game, Big Ten basketball edition, but one of those teams, the Ohio State University, in action on Sunday, the fourth-ranked Buckeyes in another top-10 tilt against ninth-ranked Iowa, who was coming off another top-10 tilt against third-ranked Michigan on Thursday. This is all that we have coming to a head right now in the Big Ten Conference. Shall we start with what we will call the Big Ten game of the week between Ohio State and Iowa, and then get into the rest of our picks, the Locked On Locks, the underdog specials, all that good stuff?
I think that's the best place to start. It's definitely going to be the game of the week, and we find out what Iowa is really made of.
So as everybody knows that's been following along with our full weekend previews, and if you don't, we are going to do three categories, the Locked On Lock, the Underdog Special, and then a third creative category of Dustin and my choosing. We use the KenPom spreads for most of the games over the weekend. KenPom, being the smartest man in all of college basketball, predicts the outcomes. We take his outcomes. We approximate what it might be for the Vegas spread, and we talk about the game from there. We do have one spread from our good friends at betonline.ag coming up about tonight's game between Purdue and Penn State. We'll get Dustin's thoughts on that in a minute, but we have to start with, as we are calling it, the Big Ten game of the week. Fourth-ranked Ohio State hosts ninth-ranked Iowa. This is also my third category of my creative choosing, so I'm going to add my own little spin here on the title of this game, saying, how could you ever bet the under game of the week? And the reason I say that, Dustin, is because KenPom predicts this game to be a final score of Ohio State winning 83-82. So yes, the Buckeyes a 1-point home favorite as KenPom sees it, but the over under total 165, on the moon in terms of under over under totals. How could you ever look at that and not want to take the over? You got to root for points on a Sunday afternoon game on CBS when you have an over under total of 165. I cannot wait for this game. And Dustin, I don't know if this is breaking news. I'm not even really confirmed news, but I did a little research because last week we had Kevin Harlan and Bill Raftery on the call on CBS for the game between Michigan and Ohio State. We're rounding into March. We're rounding into NCAA tournament coverage. The golf event this weekend is on NBC, which means that CBS's lead golf announcer, Jim Nance, has his weekend open. Could Jim Nance be getting his prep work in for the NCAA tournament with this game between Iowa and Ohio State? I say so.
Oh man, you gave me some goosebumps there. I mean, what a crew CBS has, regardless of what the sport is. They just bring it every single broadcast. They've got great coverage. But let's look at the game here, because
please.
I am fired up. We have a ton of offense. I think the last time the two teams met, it was, what, 89-85? So you're talking about really hitting over on that 165 total. So the knock against Iowa has been no defense all season. Why would they play defense in this game? We don't want them to play defense. We don't want anybody to play defense. We want to see what we saw last weekend with Ohio State and Michigan, probably the best game of the Big Ten season. Guys hitting shots, guys knocking down open three-pointers. Dwayne Washington caught fire. Hunter Dickinson was unstoppable in the paint. I think that this is going to be a really good, really fun up-and-down matchup with two teams that can really shoot the ball well. So, like I said, you know, Iowa hasn't played defense all season. Ohio State struggled on that end of the floor at times. Let's keep the defense in the locker room for this one. Let's hit that 165 over. Let's do it.
I completely agree. You can't look at a 165 over under total and be the person to bet the under and not be rooting for offense in a game like this that features two of the three best offenses in all of college basketball. Iowa ranks first, Ohio State third. And like you mentioned, Dustin, the defense not up there with how good these teams are, at least on the elite level. Ohio State ranks 86th in the country in terms of defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. Iowa a little bit better, 75th. And Iowa has been playing better defense during this five-game winning streak. They're 21st in the country over this four-game winning streak, rather, excuse me there. But it's come against three of the bottom six offenses in the Big Ten Conference. The highest-ranked offense that put up points against Iowa in this four-game winning streak was Penn State. They have the sixth-best offense in Big Ten league play. So you have two really good offenses, two defenses that struggle a little bit as well. And I expect this game to be up into the 80s without a doubt. Also, one final thing to note, because when you're talking about an over-under total of 165, you got to factor in pace. Iowa plays at a very fast pace. They have all season long. Ohio State's defense allows their opponents to play at the fastest pace in the Big Ten Conference when it comes to adjusted possession length throughout this Big Ten season, about 16 seconds. So if Iowa wants to move, they will have the opportunity to move against this Ohio State defense. So really, when it comes down to it, let's all just root for points. Like Dustin said, let's root for two great offenses that we will see. And let's hope this game gets up into the 80s. We are rooting for the over. This is the why would you ever consider betting the under game of the week? Also, the Big Ten game of the week, because it's a top 10 tilt between ninth ranked Iowa and fourth ranked Ohio State. Dustin, I think we've set the table. I think we are ready for offense on Sunday afternoon.
We need to get like a gavel and you just bang it when we make that final statement, because that's how authoritative this is. Because let's just look at, again, that Michigan-Ohio State game. How much fun was that to see guys hitting shots, to not see a lot of fouls, to not see a ton of turnovers? I mean, until late in the game when Ohio State had to foul. But it was so much fun to watch the ebb and flow of the game, to see guys racing up and down the floor, knocking down open shots. And that's what we want to see more of. And especially in the NCAA tournament, great guard play, three-point shooting, that plays a big factor into who gets to the Final Four and who doesn't. And so both teams, I think, you know, whoever wins, whoever loses, I think both teams are going to benefit from this game because of the pace of play. And we're not seeing that in a lot of other leagues. The Big 12, maybe, but these are two of the faster playing teams in the Big 10. And like we said it 1,000 times already, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we might see both teams hit the 90s.
Give us the offense. Give us the offense. That's what we want. I expect that's what we get on Sunday. Take the over of the 165 total or whatever it ends up being about 24 hours prior to tip on Sunday afternoon. 4 p.m. Eastern, CBS, possibly Jim Nance on the call. Don't take my word for it, but hopefully Jim Nance on the call for this matchup between the Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes. So as we continue our full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball with Dustin Schutte, we will have some spreads coming from our good friends at betonline.ag, including the game tonight in Big Ten action between Purdue and Penn State in State College. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. College basketball is in the thick of it right now, as is the NBA, the NHL, everybody is in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. So speaking of that game tonight, Purdue, a 1.5-point road favorite in Happy Valley or in-state college. I'm not sure if they call Happy Valley for basketball over Penn State, the over-under total 140. That coming from our good friends at betonline.ag. The other five games of this Big Ten basketball weekend, there will be spreads, totals, everything ahead of those tips. Probably coming out this afternoon for the three Saturday games and then Saturday afternoon for the two Sunday games. BetOnline has you covered for everything. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Again, LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. On this full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball, we're covering everything you need to know for the second to last weekend of the regular season in the Big Ten. But what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your favorite shows. We're giving you here winners for the weekend for the second to last weekend of Big Ten basketball. So now we move on to our Locked On Lock category, and Dustin will begin here. I was very rude to be the host of this show and to start with my own game, but now we bow to the guest and we allow him to give us his Locked On Lock, which I will set up for him because the one spread we have for the weekend is the game happening tonight, which is Dustin's Locked On Lock, Purdue against Penn State. As our friends at betonline.ag see it, where we get all of our spreads, totals all of it by the time we get to tip, Purdue, a 1.5-point road favorite, the over-under total 140. So, Dustin, that's the setup for this game brought to us by our friends from betonline.ag. What is your pick for this game between the Boilermakers and the Nittany Lions?
Yeah, Purdue is my pick for this one. That is to me, that's a hard lock. This is a team that's on a two-game winning streak. They've continually improved, as most Matt Painter coach teams do. They continually improve throughout the course of the season. They're getting, this is baby Boilers 2.0, you know, with guys like Jaden Ivey and Brandon Newman and Zach Edey and so many great players that are just so young. The potential is so great. But don't forget, too, Purdue's got something to play for here. They are still in the hunt for a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament, having a double bye. And I believe that would make 5 of the last 6 years a Matt Painter coach team has landed a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament. Last year was the exception to that. So Penn State plays Purdue tough generally on a year-in basis. Purdue only won by 8 points in the game earlier this season. But I think Purdue's playing so well right now. I think Penn State, they come off a thrilling win against Nebraska. I think that took a lot out of them, though. I expect the Boilers to score a lot of points. I expect this game to hit the over, by the way, on that 140 total. And I think Purdue comfortably wins this game. So 1.5-point spread is too little. I think Purdue wins this game by 8 to 10 points. So hammer that. Get that gavel out again and hammer that Purdue. Purdue minus 1.5.
Dustin Schutte's Locked On Lock. Purdue on the road tonight in Happy Valley, but coming out a winner, covering that 1.5-point spread that they are the favorite for. I agree with you. When I saw the line initially from KenPom and then released from our good friends at betonline.ag, I thought, ooh, only 1.5. This Purdue team is playing really, really good basketball, probably a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament as it stands right now, and have the chance to improve on that seed line as well. Penn State struggling a little bit here as of late. I really like what Purdue is doing, and mainly because of what you said, that Matt Painter teams always improve. And when you have such a freshman nucleus of this team, you know what you have in your stable of Trevion Williams. But when you've had these freshmen, the four of them that have played so well this year, and Mason Gillis, Jaden Ivey, Brandon Newman, and Zach Edey off the bench, and they have continuously improved getting this experience in Big Ten play, I'm very excited by what Purdue is doing currently. I look forward to seeing what they do in the NCAA tournament. And beyond that, I can't wait until next year, where I have already been on record saying, I expect Purdue to win the Big Ten championship next year with all that they will have returning in those talented freshmen back for another year in West Lafayette. Love that pick. Love the Locked On Lock. My Locked On Lock is third-ranked Michigan on Saturday going on the road and visiting Indiana. As KenPom sees it right now, Michigan, a 6-point road favorite, the over-under total 140. Another line that's a little perplexing to me because I expect this to be higher by the time the initial opening line is released sometime this afternoon before the game is tipped on Saturday. Michigan is playing Iowa on Thursday night. I expect Michigan to come out and win a big game. We are recording prior to the tip between the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes, and I expect Michigan to continue rolling. On the other hand, really my focus for this game goes to Indiana because this Indiana team seems to be reeling. They seem a little bit defeated. They lost to Rutgers in a very bad fashion on Wednesday night. They were up 23-8 around the 10-minute mark of the first half. Rutgers ended that game on a 66-40 streak, pretty much outscoring Indiana over the final 30 minutes of action by 24 points. They just seemed lost. They seemed like they needed to be plugged back in because they seemed that something wasn't working for IU. I'm scared for them. And we know how good Michigan is. Sixth best in the country when it comes to efficiency on offense. 12th best when it comes to defense. You want another stat that makes me feel better about Michigan over Indiana on Saturday? Michigan has the best effective field goal percentage in the Big Ten, about 57%. Indiana has the third worst defense in terms of guarding that effective field goal percentage. So I feel really good about where Michigan is. I think this spread could be up to 8 or 9, depending on the outcome against Iowa on Thursday. I would still like Michigan there, even on the road in Assembly Hall, because Michigan is so consistent. Indiana is really the picture of inconsistency. I love Michigan on the road on Saturday. That is my Locked On lock for the second to last weekend of Big Ten basketball.
I think that's a great pick, because the only reason I can consider Indiana being only +5 in this game is because they beat Iowa twice without C.J. Frederick on the floor. Because this is an IU team this is a recipe for disaster. This has the potential to be like a 20 or 25 point win for Michigan, because Indiana already can't shoot the basketball. So that's a problem. And then you're playing a team that has all the weapons. They have 3-point shooting. They have an interior presence. They rebound the ball well. As you mentioned, they defend really well. This is an Indiana team that not only can't shoot, they're not playing their best basketball right now. They just blew 2 leads in consecutive games against Michigan State and Rutgers. They're on a 2-game losing streak. They're talking about Archie Miller on the hot seat. This team is on the verge of implosion. They're going to have a special performance. I don't see it happening. We thought Michigan was going to come out after that 3-week pause being rusty. They haven't lost since then. So I don't expect anything different from Indiana. I think that's a great pick, and that -5 is way too low. I would take it even. I would take Michigan at 12 or 13, I think.
Wow. Yeah. And it might get up there. It might be 9.5 double digits by the time we get to tip on Saturday afternoon. Indiana's final 3-game stretch, as we talk about what lays ahead for the Hoosiers, as they still, according to a lot of bracketologists, are a part of the NCAA tournament field as it stands. But that might change after this 3-game stretch, because they have Michigan on Saturday. Then they have their final 2 games on the road at Michigan State, a team that just beat them last weekend. And then on the road at Purdue, a team that Indiana hasn't beaten in close to 2,000 days. So this is going to be a very dicey time for an IU team that most likely heads into the Big Ten tournament with a 12-14 overall record. And then you're asking them to pull off some heroics in the conference tournament where they have struggled the last couple of years. It seems very dicey for a team that seemed to be a shoo-in for the NCAA tournament, played in their own home state. Now it's seeming quite the opposite. So dicey times for Indiana, but Michigan continues to impress each and every time. They're rolling right now. I expect the same on Saturday afternoon. So now we go from our Locked On locks to our underdog specials. Dustin Schutte, who do you like, maybe not pulling off the upset this weekend, but at least covering an underdog margin?
Oh, I don't like just covering. I like Michigan State to roll into College Park and take down Maryland. Maryland is -6 in this game, but Michigan State is rolling right now. And I know Maryland has won 4 straight games, but man, this is Tom Izzo time. I know as poorly as they've played all season, they looked pretty good in that game against Indiana. They looked really good in that game against Illinois. So I expect this is a team with desperate measures right now. You're talking about, what, a 26-year or whatever it is, 22-year NCAA tournament streak, 22-year tournament streak on the line. Tom's right now, and this is the time of year you do not want to play better. They're getting great play out of Eric Ayala and Aaron Wiggins. I think that, but what I've seen from Joshua Langford and what I've seen from Aaron Henry these past 2 games, I mean, Henry has scored 47 points. Langford has had 27 in the last 2 wins. This is a team playing really well right now. I never doubt Tom Izzo. So I really like Michigan State to cover, but I think they even get the win this weekend.
Our final picks for this weekend of Big Ten hoops, including one of the best analogy, metaphors, whatever it might be, that Dustin Schutte lays on you for the Minnesota-Nebraska game. That all comes up next. On this show, we love college sports. Right now, we love college basketball, but the NBA is running pretty well too. So go behind the scenes of the game that you love and get all the sides of the story with the Rejecting the Screen podcast. Each week, Noah Kozlov and Adam Stanko get personal while interviewing players, coaches, media members, all the people who make the National Basketball Association happen. Subscribe to the Rejecting the Screen podcast wherever you get your favorite shows. We continue on with our Big Ten basketball weekend preview in full our underdogs, and a couple creative choosing that we have for this weekend of Big Ten Hoops. That continues on with Dustin Schutte. And Michigan State is coming off a game against Ohio State on Thursday night, and they will need this Maryland game because they have Ohio State, they have Michigan a couple more times to end out the year. They might not be favored to win those games, and rightfully so. They have Indiana in there as well on a very compacted schedule. But they need to beat Maryland because even losing to Ohio State or Michigan is not going to hurt them necessarily in terms of the tournament selection committee. But if they can beat Maryland and beat Indiana and then make some noise in the Big Ten tournament, they could be a team trending in the right direction to, like Dustin say, continue on their 22-year NCAA tournament bid streak. That is what is at stake. As they say, Dustin, you know this very well. January, February, Izzo, and then April in East Lansing. And somehow in a year where Blue Bloods across college basketball have struggled for the initial portion of it, everybody seems to be finding their form as of right now. Michigan State, no different. I like that pick. Maryland, by the way, will be in the NCAA tournament. This game doesn't affect them as much. Michigan State needs this game. When you have a hungry dog, bark, bark, bark. Michigan State might be that team this weekend against the Terps in College Park. My underdog special, fifth-ranked Illinois visiting 23rd-ranked Wisconsin, a top 25 matchup as KenPom sees it right now. And I will preface this in just a moment. Illinois, a one-point road favorite, the over-under total 137. But as we learned on Thursday afternoon, Illinois getting some bad news. Io DeSumo has a facial injury. He missed the Nebraska game. His status for the next remaining games for Illinois, uncertain at the moment, especially this Wisconsin game on Saturday. So without Io DeSumo, where does Illinois find their offense? He is averaging near 20 points a game in Big Ten action. Illinois is scoring near 79 points a game in Big Ten action. That is a quarter of their offensive production when it comes to scoring coming from Io DeSumo. And you're playing a Wisconsin team that is known for their defense, likes to slow down the pace. So my underdog special is that under between Wisconsin and Illinois, as KenPom sees it, around 137. That line, by the way, Illinois being favored as KenPom sees it, the total is going to be greatly affected by how Illinois performs without Io DeSumo leading up to this game on Saturday. It could move. I could see Illinois being the road underdog by the time we get to tip on Saturday against Wisconsin. Wisconsin could be favored. I might even like Illinois there with a little sprinkle because I still think Illinois has enough talent without Io to compete with a Wisconsin team that's still struggling to find their identity. The only time they really found it was against Northwestern, who has lost 13 straight games in Big Ten competition. So I'm not too confident on where Wisconsin is. Still feel pretty good about Illinois even without Io DeSumo, but I do think Saturday's game against the Badgers is a low-scoring contest. Wisconsin has only scored above 68 points in Big Ten play in their last 12 games twice. Both of those games coming in their weird little home-and-home series against Penn State. One of those games a loss. So Wisconsin doesn't really score the ball. They have the best defense in all of the Big Ten Conference, and in terms of scoring, allowing their opponents to score per game. And without Io DeSumo, I still like Illinois, but I just don't know if they get the offensive production they normally would. So that over-under total of like 137, even if it comes down a few points, I still like the under for this top 25 matchup between Wisconsin and Illinois on Saturday. So Dustin, I have already done my third creative category, is what we let off the show with, the Big Ten game of the week, otherwise known as who would ever in their right mind bet the under game of the week between ninth-ranked Iowa and fourth-ranked Ohio State. What is your third creative category for this weekend of Big Ten basketball?
My third one is the bad beat alert. And so this is one that I don't know if I would touch this because you look at Minnesota, Nebraska, and Minnesota is a four-point favorite in this game. But I don't know if there has been a more Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of team this season than Minnesota, especially when you talk about the Golden Gophers on the road. I mean, they're like real gophers. Like, they take care of business at home. They try to cross the road. They're going to get run over by a car, right? Like, they're just struggling away from the barn this season. So the fact that they're minus four, the over-under is set at 144. We might get a Marcus Carr-Teddy Allen shootout, and we might see both teams hit in the 70s or 80s. That's a possibility. We could see neither team hit the broadside of a barn, no pun intended, and we might see a game that scored 55-50. So this is the game. I have no expectation for this game. Like, I wouldn't bet the over-under or the minus four for Minnesota because you have no idea what you're going to get. This is one of the scariest ones for me. I could see a situation where, you know, Minnesota maybe is up by five. Teddy Allen hits a three at the end of the game and you get the minus two and you get to 146 or something like that crazy on a final shot. So you never know. That's the one thing. But because Minnesota is so inconsistent and because Nebraska, I'm going to give credit to Nebraska, only won one conference game. to this point in the season, but they're playing hard. They're getting better offensively. They don't have a lot of talent, but they'll fight tooth and nail for all 40 minutes. And that's why I think that this game is a bad beat alert.
I completely agree with you. Everything about this game makes me say I'm not touching it, and I probably won't touch it because Minnesota is winless on the road this year. They go to PBA on Saturday to take on Nebraska. It will be a very interesting matchup just based on that alone. And you're also without Gabe Kalscher for the next couple of weeks, and Gabe Kalscher is the linchpin of that Minnesota defense. So could you have a high-scoring game? Nebraska doesn't have a very efficient offense when it comes to scoring in Big Ten competition, but they do play at a very high, fast pace. So this game concerns me. I think a bad beat alert is the best way of saying it. And by the way, your explanation of the Golden Gophers and their complete dichotomy this year at home and on the road is the best explanation I've heard so far. They're just Gophers. They like to burrow down in their hole, be where they're content. But if you get them out of there, hey, it's not too good. Best explanation of the year goes to Dustin Schutte, the managing editor of Saturday Tradition. I will say that.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that because you're probably the only one on earth that would say that they appreciate it.
Oh, I do. I greatly appreciate it. Anytime you can take a Big Ten team, work them into a pun or at least an analogy of some sort, I'm a fan of that very much. I'm also a fan of all of your picks this weekend, Dustin Schutte, the second to last weekend of the Big Ten basketball regular season. So much on the line. Postseason positioning in the Big Ten tournament, although Michigan seems to have locked up that top spot, but across how everybody's playing for double byes, whatever it may be. And of course, bids to the NCAA tournament on the line. Minnesota, very much on the bubble. Indiana, very much on the bubble. Maryland seems pretty secure right now, but Michigan State also trying to be a part of the conversation, getting into the discussion at least about making it to the NCAA tournament for the 23rd straight season in East Lansing. Dustin Schutte providing all the information, picks, prediction, winners, all of that. The managing editor of Saturday Tradition covering the Big Ten with the best of them anywhere. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your time on this full weekend preview of the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Thanks, Ben. It was a lot of fun. And let's as you said, let's hope for a lot of points in that Iowa-Ohio State Big Ten thriller.
Do not bet the under. Let me see the gavel. Let's all put our gavels up to end it here. Boom. Points.
Bam.
So many thanks again to my man, Dustin Schutte, for coming on today's episode. The managing editor of Saturday Tradition. They cover Big Ten football so well, Big Ten basketball so well, all the Big Ten sports. If you're not following Tradition, you need to. Saturday Tradition is one of the best places covering all the Big Ten conference each and every day. Like we do here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, they do that with the written word and so much other great content surrounding the Big Ten conference. Also give Dustin a follow on Twitter at @ShutteCFB. @ShutteCFB. Yes, he has college football in his Twitter handle, but as you saw on full display right there, knows his stuff, has his chops when it comes to Big Ten basketball as well. So we are getting you set for the weekend on this show. You are now prepared. On Monday, we go back and look at this weekend, what it gives us for the final week of the Big Ten basketball regular season. And coming on Monday, a new addition to our Monday recap episodes, the Stevens and Stevens podcast, I believe, if you will start on Monday. So that will be what we have in full recap of this weekend of Big Ten hoops. But until we get to Monday, enjoy your six games of Big Ten basketball that starts tonight and runs through Sunday, and make sure you have a splendid weekend. Mm-hmm.